The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Yes, kids, I have spectacular news for you this week, because after decades of painstaking and exhaustive research, I have finally figured out what is wrong with the world! And never fear, my loyal listeners, yes, both of you, for I am about to reveal the secret in an explosive Thunderbolt exclusive! Kids, we have fallen through a discount looking glass. Consider, what if you reported a crime and they threw you into jail for reporting it, while the actual criminal received a promotion? Well, that is exactly what Barack Obama has been doing to more whistleblowers than all other presidents in the country's history combined. Really? What the hell kind of looking glass is that? What if you were robbed of nearly everything you own, but when you called the police explained that the robber had subsequently lost all your money gambling in a casino, and now that in addition to your losses from the theft, you must also pay for his gambling debts? Well, that is exactly what Wall Street just did to all of us, and that was exactly the government's response. Wow. That looking glass must have some kind of nasty crap on the lens, eh? And what can you say when motherhood, the job that not only carries more responsibility than any other, but is also one of the hardest and the most demanding, receives not one duly of any squat concerning financial remuneration for their efforts, whilst arrogant, sociopathic, human-mutant hybrids who do nothing but suck our world dry receive compensation that is so over-the-top, overblown, that is quite literally insane? Jeez, this looking glass must have been manufactured by a child slave in a third world sweatshop or something. I think we should demand a refund. Is since incredibly vile practices are routinely given innocuous and innocent-sounding names to make them seem a little less bad and nasty than they actually are, then this week the Thunderbolt is proud to perform yet another public service for my listeners by presenting a conversion chart in order that you may translate modern terminology from political doublespeak into plain English. So when they call it collateral damage, what they really mean is murder. When they call it rendition, what they are actually talking about is kidnapping. When they call it enhanced interrogation, what they really mean is torture. When they say they misspoke, what they mean is that they lied. When they speak of a disposition matrix, what they are talking about is a secret kill list. When they claim they are providing humanitarian aid, what they mean is they are going to economically dominate, invade, or occupy. When they speak of a sensitive issue, what they mean is an embarrassing and or an illegal issue. When they talk about consent, what they mean is that you had better agree or else. So this should come as no surprise to any Thunderbolt listener, but an ex-Guantanamo prison guard has just published a book claiming that three Guantanamo detainees, whom the military had told us committed suicide, were actually tortured to death. So here is what I think. A very good question. Since almost everything that Pentagon officials say to us later turns out to be a lie, then why does anyone still listen to a single word that those people say? Why is it that every time they try to say anything, they aren't just drowned out by a chorus of raspberries, showered with hurled flotsam and jetsam, and drowned out with cries of liar, liar, pants on fire?
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. For the people incarcerated for fraud, stealing and larceny, and all other crimes involving property. For it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor. Ever since we lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for. Friends, for those inside for drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations, and you must suffer for the oligopoly of the few.
So Keith Alexander was recently exposed for lying to a Senate committee.
I see no criminals.
This is a serious crime, for which I can absolutely guarantee would earn you or I a trip to prison where we can do it.
This song is for all the political prisoners.
Prisoners!
even the media machine had to take note of Alexander's lies, since they were so blatant, and since they were so quickly and so publicly exposed. And keep in mind, his lies were absolutely not told for any patriotic good of the country or national security reasons. No, his lies were told to cover up the vilest of imaginable criminal activity.
I see no criminals. I see performing political prisoners.
Virtually all criminal activity conducted by the government is now classified for national security reasons. And for good reason. And since the federal courts are also made up almost wholly of fascists these days, then don't hold your breath waiting for any criminal indictments. At least not for people like Keith Alexander. If you're a regular person, though, you may want to immediately cover your ass. Now, as I have also pointed out several times, they can't start prosecuting people, because once they started, it would almost instantly turn into an avalanche enveloping nearly everyone in the federal government. And so, their nasty crimes are indeed kept secret for the security of the country.
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. For the people incarcerated for fraud, stealing, and larceny, and all other crimes involving property. For it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor.
The problem is that the country they are securing
lost our common ground
is also the same country that is committing all of these crimes.
Yeah, I see no criminals.
So after Keith Alexander explained that what he said was the least untruthful thing that he could say, which is probably another lie, and after he got caught red-handed with his pants down and with his other hand deep into the cookie jar, after all of that, nothing further happened. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Jack all. Business as usual. Just continued without hitch or hammer. Absolutely nothing further of any kind in any way, shape, or form was done on this matter in any manner whatsoever, pro forma, or howsoever, otherwise, whosoever, weatherwise, or whensoever. Never. Ever. Whatever. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore. They don't need to hide it anymore. Mr. Alexander not only did not go to prison, but he even kept his job. He not only kept his job, but he was called in once again to testify, i.e. offer more lies, to the very same Senate committee that he had already been so famously caught lying to. These days, whenever Mr. Alexander is spouting on the media machine, you might hear the talking heads occasionally snicker and say, "Yeah, didn't Alexander get caught lying to Congress a while back? Isn't that funny? Ha ha ha." The media machine still treats him with deference rather than with raspberries. And I'm sure the good senators in that hearing also played their roles well, and that they still showed the proper deference to this lying piece of human slime during his latest testimony. Kids, this is insane. Literally. And speaking of lies, I don't listen to the State of the Union address. Every time I see Barack Obama's picture on my computer, I feel like throwing things at it. And since I'm still paying for my current computer, I don't want to risk doing something in a peak of passion that I will later regret. According to reports, though, the Obama evidently asked Congress for a blank check to throw the U.S. military at whomever he pleases. He claims that Bush's authorization back in the day is all he needs to do whatever he wants to do. But since his argument has holes big enough to throw the planet of Jupiter through, with room left over, then he is rather plaintively begging Congress to give him a new authorization. And Congress is reportedly more than willing to go along. They're just quibbling over those devilish details. He also reportedly bragged again about how, unlike his predecessor, he does not torture people. No, he does not torture people. As he previously stated, that just isn't who we are. No, Obama doesn't arrest people without a trial and then torture them. Obama just kills them. Much less messy. I guess that is who we are. Well, that is who we are if we think that is who we are anyway. And the thing about that is we can largely control what we think. So let's start thinking some different things. Anyway, this is the Thunderbolt for December 31st, 2021. By the time most of you hear this, it will be 2022. And personally, I can't wait. Since this is the last show of the year, and since it also happens to fall upon a fifth Friday, then for this final ta-da, I have put together a collection of all my very favorite favorites amongst all the Thunderbolts that I have ever produced. Or the Thunderbolts' greatest strikes, if you will. Anyway, the Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. But first, we have a word from one of our oldest sponsors. As youth find their educational and economic opportunities disappearing before their very eyes, perhaps it is time to think outside the box and consider alternative educational prospects that take into account the likely financial situation young people will soon find themselves facing. There is a unique opportunity that exists that will not only provide invaluable expertise for dealing with this bewildering new world in which you find yourselves thrust, but the experience itself is guaranteed to change your entire view of life. Yes, kids, I'm talking about Club Fed. Tell me, have you ever considered how you could stretch the family budget during those lean times at the end of the month if only you knew how to pick locks and neutralize alarm systems? Perhaps you would like to know how to supplement your slave wage by cooking a little meth in your spare time. Just think how handy it could be to know how to steal someone's identity and credit card numbers. Would you like to learn how to produce fire, alcoholic beverages, or lethal weapons under almost any condition or circumstance? Well, I'm happy to announce that Club Fed offers intensive graduate-level courses on all of the above subjects and many more in addition, and school is now in session. Yes, kids. In a move that reflects their genius, your government has concentrated most of the criminal masterminds throughout the entire country into confined, intensely personal spaces where they associate with no one but other criminals who have absolutely nothing to do but learn to hate the world even more than they already did and to share their trade secrets. Yes, kids, it's education by immersion. So relax, make yourself at home, slip off your cheap rubber slip-ons and loosen your chains. Just consider some of Club Fed's amenities. For instance, the menu. It's tasteless and largely inedible slop of a largely unidentifiable nature. Consider the cuisine. It exactly complements the menu. Our recreational activities include staring at walls and walking in circles. The services include 24-hour armed security, a change of bedding every few weeks. Restroom facilities, you can rest assured, are cleaned after every few hundred uses. And nature lovers, you'll be amazed at the incredible diversity of the parasitic insect population and at the proliferation of disease-bearing microorganisms. You can enjoy dull and uninteresting conversation with the ignorant and untrained staff. You can put some edge in your life by spending every minute of every day surrounded by violent psychopaths. You have to watch out for some of the other inmates, too. Or, if you prefer, you can just relax and enjoy the scenic view featuring vast expanses of pretty razor wire glittering picturesquely in the sunset, the entire scene framed by the quaint little gun towers. And in addition to all that, you automatically become part of the prison industrial complex, which is the fastest growing industry in the United States. And best of all, I saved the best for last for you kids, there are neither women nor children nor any normal social interaction of any kind to distract you from your studies. You have all the time you need to devote to the learning the fine arts of thievery, corruption, and mayhem. Yes, kids. Come learn from the masters. Act now to take advantage of this special offer. Club Fed. It's a stop that you'll never forget. Thousands of positions are available immediately. There is a secret revolution happening right in the middle of the Syrian madness. It turns out that a bunch of anarchists have seized control of a Syrian province called Rojava, and they have established a government based upon a concept known as democratic confederalism, which is a form of grassroots democracy based upon local assemblies and one that is highly respectful of human rights in general and women's rights in particular. They practice a form of feminism known as genealogy, or the science of women. And in fact, genealogy is central to their social revolution. Much of the focus of the revolution has been addressing the extreme levels of violence that women in the area have endured, as well as increasing female leadership in all political institutions. All fighting forces study genealogy as part of their training, and it is also taught in the new community centers. In addition, they have done away with the standard punitive approach to crime and criminals, and they have instead implemented the practices of restorative justice that I have previously described at great length in the Thunderbolt. Everyone, including women, are to receive military training. And it is proposed that everyone will become part of the militia, thus eliminating the need for a police force. Now this is some exciting stuff. ISIS, al-Nusra, and the Turkish government forces all regularly attack Rojava, and they could use whatever support you are able to give. I am now going to read an excerpt from the preamble to the Rojava Charter. In pursuit of freedom, justice, dignity, and democracy, and led by principles of equality and environmental sustainability, this charter proclaims a new social contract based upon mutual and peaceful coexistence and understanding between all strands of society. It protects fundamental human rights and liberties and reaffirms the people's right to self-determination. Under this charter, we, the people of the autonomous regions, unite in a spirit of reconciliation, pluralism, and democratic participation so that all may express themselves freely in public life. In building a society that is free from authoritarianism, militarism, centralism, and the intervention of religious authority into public affairs, this charter recognizes Syria's territorial integrity and aspires to maintain domestic and international peace. And in establishing this charter, we declare a political system and a civil administration founded upon a social contract that reconciles the rich mosaic of Syria through a transitional phase from dictatorship, civil war, and destruction to a new democratic society where civic life and social justice are preserved.
Damn. Sounds like a plan to me. But in the meanwhile, we're going to take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will be back in just a moment.
This program is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. If this program makes your head explode or causes emotional distress, or if you suddenly feel as if life suddenly isn't worth living anymore due to the things you learn on this program, then you should blame yourself for the fact that you're such a wimp that you let the world push you around in such a manner, rather than blaming the producers of some radio show, much less blaming the radio station that is airing the show. And you should maybe soon become a Zen master and or a used car salesman and or an astronaut or whatever, rather than trying to educate yourself about things that are simply going to twist your worldview into a pretzel, making your continued existence on this plane problematic. If you have useful suggestions, or if you wish to participate in meaningful debate, then bring it on. But otherwise, if you aren't going to help, then please just shut up and get out of our way, so that we can do what needs to be done. Have a nice day.
Let us now contemplate the musings of Dylan Thomas. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not. And death shall have no dominion. And now, my loyal listeners, it's time for a brand new Thunderbolt feature that I am calling War and Circus!
Oh, yeah!
Actually, I really, really, really hate it really, really a lot when something like the Ukraine crisis happens. Really?
I spent 10 years on my life.
There is nothing else on the frigging news except this farcical, manufactured passion play that is being ginned up like a choreographed Broadway show. When I try to enter news gathering mode, I find myself constantly having to change sites or stations. Because I have absolutely no interest in listening to or reading about any BS concerning the Ukraine crisis.
Watch out, the one they call a brother, cover on his eyes, rumors in the background.
Uber time. With breathless solemnity, the talking heads on the TV machine will predictably report on what he said, what she said, and what they said.
Susan and her brother, Charles the Green Boy.
People will likely learn a few things about the Ukraine they did not know.
In the back seat, and they took the full ride.
Otherwise, the media machine says absolutely nothing that is in any way enlightening
Kingdoms of the radio.
Or even anything that is truly relevant.
Too much revolution, then.
Russia did something that would be business as usual if the Americans were doing it. But since Russia did it, then Putin has suddenly become the latest evil threat to civilization that we must arm ourselves to the teeth to defend ourselves against.
It will be time.
Yes, it's time for Obama and Putin to face each other and engage in the ancient ritual of wagging of the penis as everyone in the United States and Russia gets all hot with the foreplay. Yes, Putin is now a national hero in Russia for standing up to the great American bully. Being on Obama's sanction list has become a status symbol of which Russian officials boast. And being on Russia's sanction list has become a status symbol of which American officials boast. Here in the US of A, every news outlet, right and left, and nearly every politician, Democratic and Republican, are donning their codpieces and tights and getting ready once again to bravely send other mothers' sons into danger.
And time's spent now, people do the poker.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
This New Year's Eve was the final barrier.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
We took you up and we put you in the backseat.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
From year to year we looked up for the venture.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
Dominance.
Here is the official Thunderbolt take on the Ukraine crisis.
Dominance.
When we rose up in mass and prevented Obama's Syrian madness,
dominance.
The war machine was taken aback.
Mission.
For a minute.
Dominance.
Typically, this did not last long.
Submission.
Dominance.
They have simply dusted off and resurrected a tried and true bogeyman from the past to instill new terror into the hearts of Americans so as to justify spending lots and lots of money on guns and bombs and terror and death.
Dominance.
Which is by far our largest and our most profitable export these days.
Submission.
Now we must support the Ukrainian people's freedom.
Submission.
They bravely used Western cash to rise up and overthrow a democratically elected government. And then installed an unelected interim government that consists of Western puppets. And then, with amazing speed and alacrity, the unelected government signed the trade agreement with the EU that was the cause of this whole revolution to begin with. Wow! What a happy coincidence for the Western powers. Evidently, signing this agreement just could not wait for a few months until another democratically elected government could be seated, and or until there was some education and debate about the costs and benefits of this agreement to the people of the Ukraine. According to the media machine, though, with the signing of this agreement, the Ukraine has now been saved. They have narrowly escaped the financial chains in which the arch-evil Putin wished to enslave them. But now, they are going to be wrapped into the cold steel embrace of the International Monetary Fund instead. How happy for the Ukraine! Yippee! Those bad boys at the IMF is going to lay some austerity love on the Ukraine's ass now. And I'm thinking after a dose of that infamous IMF austerity fire, then memories of that old Russian frying pan may soon begin to grow fonder in the eyes of some Ukrainians.
In April of 2011, we occupied the State Capitol building here in Olympia. After 3 days, we were forcefully evicted, and about a dozen people were arrested. We made a lot of noise, we got a lot of press, and a lot of attention.
Edit.
And we scored a couple of legislative victories that we likely would not have been able to pull off without our occupation. But after the dust settled, almost everyone dispersed, and we didn't really accomplish much overall. Then, a few months later, the Occupy movement sprang into being. And we here in Olympia occupied Heritage Park. We were forcefully evicted several months later. We made a lot of noise. We got a lot of press and a lot of attention.
Edit.
And we scored a couple of legislative victories that we likely would not have been able to pull off without our occupation. After the dust had settled, though,
edit.
Everyone dispersed, and we didn't really accomplish much overall. Then, in 2012, the Idle No More movement sprung up. Now, I did not participate in the Idle No More movement directly, but they made a lot of noise, they got a lot of press, and a lot of attention. And they scored a couple of legislative victories that they likely would not have been able to pull off without their movement. It would now seem, though, that they have largely dispersed and they did not really accomplish much overall. And now, we have the Black Lives Matter movement.
Edit.
And the Standing Rock movement. They are both still active, and their ultimate fates are yet to be determined. But it would not be out of line to expect a similar such trajectory. However, here is the thing.
Edit.
A lot of people made a lot of connections at the Capitol occupation, and it was there, in fact, where I originally began compiling the mailing list that eventually became the mailing list.
Edit.
For the Thunderbolt. Yes, almost everyone moved on to other things, but a lot of people stayed in touch and continued working together on some of those other things.
Edit.
In other words, a network was created. It was the same with the Occupy movement. There are now a whole bunch of people.
Edit.
Who are now activists, who would not have been activists without the Occupy movement, and there are a whole bunch of occupiers now on the Thunderbolt mailing list that would not have been there if not for Occupy. Yes, most people moved on, but yet more networks were created. And I am confident the same thing happened with the Idle No More, and that this process is now happening with Black Lives Matter and with Standing Rock. We are all building networks. There are thousands of people in Olympia alone who are ready for action and just need a credible direction to go. And I am thinking that this very likely is the case all over the country. What I am hoping is that everyone is maybe going to finally figure out that all of our battles are ultimately the same battle, and that all of these networks we have been building over the years will all then coalesce into a great final movement where we can finally get 3% of us out onto the streets all at the same time. And then we can finally force them once and for all to either voluntarily dismount their high horses or to get knocked off of them and onto their asses.
Edit.
All the way up the tube. Drop your gun,
Phil. Don't do it. He killed Sal, but we got four guns and he's only got one bullet left in that Derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Let's see if that's true. Count to three.
All the way up to six if I had to. Maybe faster than you. One.
When I say three, draw. One.
If you say two, I'll kill you.
Keep count.
Two.
Three.
I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Gosh, what excitement. Fight!
Hey, wait a minute. Good
shooting. No, don't shoot against the cop.
That wasn't Bill. That was me, Jingles. And don't break for that door again.
Stop it, man.
Right. That's it for the news and commentary. Since I played some of my favorite Thunderbolts, I'll play some of my favorite music now. This is Mike Oldfield.
Thank you.
was a medley called Secrets and Far Above the Clouds, and we started off that set with Animus from Mike Oldfield. So please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.